Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thacks. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. We become more and more like Him. Every level that we travel to, which is another level of destiny, another dimension of destiny. Every level we grow to, we become more like Him, because that level perfects us in another realm. It perfects us in another way. It causes us to grow in the fruits of the Spirit in a greater depth. It causes us to gain or gather or authenticate that level with the anointing and the endowment of God. So that every level we go in God, whether it's a level of faith, a level of height, a level of depth, and a level of knowledge, whatever level that is, every fruit of the Spirit, every aspect of the Spirit is going to grow in us, be perfected in us on that level. We're going to get the fruit of that level. That means God is going to stretch us on that level, get out of us on that level, what everything that we need to. And so as we're saying, we're growing height to height, depth to depth. That means there's more knowledge, there's more understanding, there's more wisdom, there's more growth, there's more maturity. The fruits of the Spirit are now being stretched in us in a greater dimension, matured in us in a greater dimension. On that level, we know more about God. On that level, there's something happening in us spiritually, in areas and on that level that we would never have known unless we allow the Holy Spirit to stretch us on that level, grow us on that level, teach us on that level, reveal to us on that level, give us wisdom on that level, show us on that level what God wanted for us to have. And so that's what it means when we say we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor, glory to glory. You begin to see more of God and act more in that realm, in that arena, growing and maturing more. You're able to handle more, be trusted with more. You're able to walk out in maturity more, your life. So that's what it means. We're going to go back to our session and where we're looking at Proverbs, and we're looking at wisdom and how God wants us to walk in wisdom and win in areas we have not won in relationally, emotionally, how we treat people, how we respond. Remember, the book of Proverbs is to teach us how to live and to live successfully, how to act successfully with understanding in every circumstances. And that's something that we do not have, or we do not get all the time. We might get it right sometimes, but there are a lot of areas that we fail in. So the Lord has us going over the book of Proverbs just to gain wisdom, gain knowledge, gain understanding on how to win, how to grow again in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the area of wisdom. Growing in that place so that we can learn how to live and how to respond and how to act in every area in wisdom. So we're going back there and we're looking again. And the book of Proverbs has so many great things that it teaches us. And it tells us to learn about wisdom. When it tells us to learn about wisdom, it's basically telling us to get wisdom. To get wisdom, because wisdom is the principal thing. It's the principal thing, and it's the beginning and an important thing that we have to get. Wisdom is a viable thing. It's valuable. Anyone who holds wisdom, who gets wisdom, has high esteem, and they basically begin to embrace the fullness and of what God is saying in that, whatever it is, they embrace it fully. With understanding that as they do, they will be exalted and they will receive honor, because they no longer walk as someone who does not know or has not learned or has not been taught, but you're being taught to walk in wisdom, and you're being stretched so that you can hold wisdom in high esteem and gain everything that wisdom has to teach you in that area, on that event, or in those words, whatever it is. Wisdom is saying, let me show you, let me teach you, let me give you what you need, let me supply what you need. And as we embrace and allow wisdom to teach us, whether it is a situation about a relationship or how to do something better or how to treat people or how to love people or how to handle a child or how to handle that marriage or that individual. Wisdom is saying, let me teach you something. Let me teach you how you can always gain honor, always gain the fullness of what I have in these areas. Let me show you and instruct you, because if you let me show you and instruct you, you're always going to win, because you're going to walk in wisdom and you're going to walk in a way that does not allow the enemy to steal from you, kill something, or destroy something that's valuable. So as you embrace wisdom, as you allow, esteem wisdom highly and want wisdom to teach you, that's what's going to happen in your life. That's what you're going to get, and that's what we need. The way of wisdom is strength, and it's uncumbering, and it's safe. And I like that, because it lets us understand that when we trust wisdom, we don't have to worry about the outcome. It's going to be in our favor. It's going to be in our favor, and I like that, because God is letting us know that wisdom is what we need. It tells us daily, it's telling us how to live. And there's so many things in the book of Proverbs that we are to avoid. There's so many things that it's telling us not to be foolish in. And sometimes we think of being a fool as someone who does not have the ability or the capabilities or their faculties. But really, sometimes we can act foolishly. When we don't allow wisdom to teach us, we can act foolishly when we keep repeating the same mistakes and getting the same results that does not prosper us or grow us or give us peace or make things look the way that God is saying. If we continue to do something that does not look like Him or give the same results of what He's saying, then we're acting foolishly. So we need to make sure that we don't behave or act or think in the way of a fool, that our attitudes, that our actions and our deeds are not in the category of a fool, because a fool doesn't want instructions. A fool doesn't want to change. A fool doesn't want to adhere to knowledge. A fool doesn't want revelation. A fool doesn't want to apply what is being taught or what is being given. So we don't want to have foolish actions, foolish thoughts or behaviors that make us lack or allow the thief to come in and steal from us that which is valuable that comes through wisdom. We want to be taught, and so that we, when we apply that wisdom, we get all of the goods, all of the riches, all of that which is necessary for wisdom to bring and overflow in our lives, so that our lives will be better, so that no matter where we are, whether it's in talking, showing, living, acting, giving, whatever it is, we're able to show wisdom, godly wisdom, that causes us to prosper in everything that we do. It causes us to live a life that is full and rich. It causes us to live a life of peace. It causes us to live a life, a long life, that is satisfying, that wisdom provides for us. It causes us to gain the riches, not just money, but riches that is provided by wisdom. It causes us to have pleasure. It causes us to have honor. These are the things when we walk in a life of wisdom, it brings to us, because it's shaping our lives to now direct in these areas and bring to us what we need, because we're able to handle it. We're able to understand it. We're able to gain it. We're able to introduce and empower someone else with it. We're able to show and demonstrate wisdom so that our life will be better. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but it's going to be so much better. Because there's nothing perfect but God. There's nothing perfect until we see Him and He comes back. So that's the perfect thing. But until then, we will have a life that is much fuller, much richer, much honorable. We'll have a life that produces something better than a life that is full of mistakes. Wisdom helps us to avoid those things that causes us to lose. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I pray that you've been blessed. We'll be back again.